This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain, Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, thanks so very much. That includes our over-the-road truck drivers, our men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our bulk mail center haulers, Felix and the gang, going from the bulk mail centers to the post offices with the mail, so you get your mail. And the suicide jockeys, that's Tom and his crew out there hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel to wherever it needs to go so we can go. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook either, the Captain's America. It's called the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can go over there, send us messages over there, all that good stuff. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Donald Trump's social media site, Truth Social. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. And we're there as Captain's America. Captain with an S on the end of it. America, all one word, all lowercase. Captain's America. Now, the website for the show, if you want to chime in, it'll pine there where you can hear the show there. If you can't hear it anywhere else, you can hear it over there. The Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Simply, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from California, IA, out there in the land of milk, honey, fruits, nuts, and anybody else who comes along, including Nancy Pelosi, it's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
How's everything out there in the land of la-la?
Well, it's getting more la-la every day, I think.
La-la-la, 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 right?
That's right.
Okay. Are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we get it, and we hope you get it, too, and understand what it's all about to be part of this great country we call America. Well, Kyle, I've got a little 24-second audio I'm going to play here about what happened yesterday down in West Palm Beach at the federal court down there. And this is a story, and here we go. Let's see if we can get it up there. Who wants to play? Maybe it doesn't want to play. Okay. How about that? All right. Well, it doesn't want to play. But what I want to say about this is that a U.S. magistrate yesterday said that he is leaning towards relaxing some of the evidence presented by the U.S. Justice Department to justify the search of Donald Trump's Florida home last week. It's a case, of course, that's pending, and it was brought forth by some news organizations against the federal prosecutors. Even Donald Trump wants this information released.
Well, sure he does. And one might think, Captain, of course, that they want the information released because at the end of the day, it may be that we're going to find out a lot more of what they might have really been looking for, or the motivations behind having this dramatic, unprecedented raid on the home of a former president. That being said, the magistrate in this case certainly could have narrowed this warrant from the get-go, but chose not to do that for some reason. So it was very overbroad. They picked up everything they could possibly find, and now the hard part is going to be redacting these affidavits, such that we know, so we have a real clear picture of what went on.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting, to say the least, to see what happens next. Jordan Peterson, does that name ring a bell?
It does, I believe so. Yeah, he's definitely. I've heard of him before. Yeah,
he took a blowtorch to the climate alarmist yesterday, and he told him to back off, old master of the universe.
Well, but here's the thing. Everybody wants to be able to follow the science, as it were, and everybody wants to take into account changing weather patterns and how they've changed in the past. But what happens, Captain, is it becomes a political bludgeon for a particular group of people who want to wield power as a result of it. There's an interesting thing that's come up here, even in California, weather-wise. Now they're warning that mega floods could affect California in the not too distant future. That would turn most of Central California into a sea of some sort. But the thing is, it kind of happened 150 years ago or something, or over time as well. So you tell me. I don't know if the dinosaurs or the Neanderthal man were driving their SUVs around. I just don't know. But maybe they're changing patterns sometimes.
Hard to say.
Yeah.
Hard to say. We got a caller on the line. Caller, you're going to have to wait until the next break, because the break's over, because we're coming up on a hard break right now. So hang in there. I'll get to you in just a second here during the break, and we'll get you set up to come in here after we get off here and run this next little break that we got coming. Well, you know, between the firing of Brian Stetler and the cancellation of Batgirl, Warner Brothers seems to be ditching leftism, because either it's ditching them or they're ditching it.
Oh, yeah, we could talk about that for quite a while. This is huge.
Well, I think we got our senior professor on the line here, and when we come back, we'll go to him. But in the meantime, folks, the Captain's America Third Watch rolls along. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more on a Friday morning.
This is Real Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy-to-take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time. It's source material for the early shows.
Yes, it is, Mr. Gallagher. All righty. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor, folks? 8+. Yep, that's right, 8+. I've been taking Relief Factor for that long for one simple reason. It works. And, folks, they're on a mission right now. A mission to literally double their total number of happy customers in this year. And they're on that mission. They're well underway to doing that. And I'm very happy to be a small part of this. Now, I've been taking Relief Factor, again, for a little bit more than 8 years because it works. Now, my problem is pretty simple, just like a lot of other people. You're going to have pain, whatever it is, back, neck, shoulder, hip, knee, ankle, foot, hand, wrist, whatever the deal might happen to be. And this product is all natural. It will go to where the pain is. And it will also reduce the swelling and get rid of the inflammation that you've got. I've never seen anything quite like it. And just putting it bluntly, it works. That's why you're hearing me talk to you about it. So if you're having problems and you can't seem to get rid of those problems, this is an all-natural way, no narcotics in this at all, an all-natural way for you to get rid of the problem and the swelling and the inflammation that you're having. And hopefully it'll bring you some peace of mind. You'll be able to get back to sleep at night, get those restful nights sleep that you're so very much missing because of the pain that you're in, and go from there. All you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and sign up for the 3-week quick start. Costs $19.95. Been the same price for the whole 8 years I've been with them. $19.95, 3-week quick start. And let us know how it works out for you. All righty, back to our guest, Kyle Ward, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We have our Professor Emeritus on the line from Indiana. It's Dan the Man. Hello, Dan the Man.
How are you doing this evening?
Now, you and I were talking off air, and you wanted to discuss what we were getting into the conversation about, and that is with the magistrate that's involved here. And you made a very interesting comment. You said it looks now like as if we got two different judges on the case.
Yeah, because now he's going to open up some of the files on this. this isn't the same guy that initially heard the warrant. I think he feels like he's being put in the same position. The FISA court judge over, you know, for the Russian hoax was in.
Right.
He agrees to this, and then it comes out he was hoodwinked. I think this guy's feeling hoodwinked.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's why you're going to see him open up a lot more, because he doesn't want to fall off. He may hate Trump. He may not like Trump, but he doesn't want to fall on a sword for the Justice Department. I think that instead of judge shopping, I think the Justice Department's going to find a person who can fall on the sword for him. I think if this goes the way I think it could go, they just let this thing fizzle out. Because they're backed into a corner with, they're like a rat backed into a corner. They're nowhere else to go but where they're at. And that's no place to be. And I think that's what you're seeing right now. You notice, that's a big federal court system down there in Florida.
Yes.
Where they're at.
Yes.
No judge took it.
Yep.
It has to go to a judge first before it went to a magistrate.
Yep.
Well, and no judge signed it. They, we'll let the magistrate do that. I think they were wise enough, let's not get in the middle of this.
Huh.
And that's where they're at now. So I believe this guy, in the long run, within the next month or so, I think he'll open that affidavit. And I think it should be open as soon as possible. Names and all. Names, dates, places, everything.
Uh-huh.
I think Trump, you notice, it wasn't Trump that brought all this. It was the media. The media wants to know the truth.
That is correct.
For once, they want to know the truth.
Yep.
And I think you're seeing, you know, if you start lying about a lie, you're spinning a web you can't get out of. And I think that is where the FBI and the Justice Department are right now. They want Trump so bad. It looks easy, but it's going to be harder than he thinks. And as far as the magistrate goes, most do the simple stuff. If you go to, if it should go to a criminal trial in Florida, both sides then get to pick the judge. They have to agree on a judge. Because I can tell you, if you're a lawyer, the best thing you do, I pay for a judge and I want a judge, not a magistrate.
Yep.
Now, magistrates can hear criminal cases, but only if both sides agree to it. And that's
well,
where
Dan,
the big opt-out of.
Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, well, Dan, I got a question for you. Now, yeah, I agree. They probably kind of hoodwinked this guy with this, you know, the overbroad, you know, wording of this warrant and so forth. But how much of that was there in order to allow them to find other stuff that would have nothing to do with boxes in the basement that are padlocked, basically? In other words, they were able to go in and get a bunch of other stuff that they could possibly use or try to make something out of. And but now, also, my second part of my question is that can the Justice Department fight tooth and nail to keep the affidavits from coming out at all, or do you think they'll relent on some portions of it and not argue it?
Well, now that the federal courts have it, they're the third branch of government, and the Justice Department can't take that away from them. So they're stuck in the middle with the former executive. Well, actually, Justice Department is the executive branch, but the courts are going to hold on to that, and they're going to probably let it come out slowly. As you can see now, the Justice Department has leaked a lot of information about this. That's not a good sign. So, you know, basically what they gave the FBI was a general warrant. You know, we fought a revolution over general warrants because the British used to go into colonist property and take whatever they wanted.
Right.
And I think that is why they were there for a whole day at Mar-a-Lago. Because they didn't find anything. When you're taking picture books and all kinds of stuff, you got your boxes. All right, if they got the boxes full of this super secret stuff, well, then the case is, the crime is pretty much over. You found the stolen stuff. Why are they going on like this? Because they didn't find anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why the country is at least, Trump's base is in an uproar, because you went in there on a fishing expedition. You were there for almost a whole day, and you came out with nothing. I think they thought they were, I think somebody in this, these secret, discussions they had over the summer over January 6th were, a bunch of crap. And I think somebody leaked, well, he has this, he has that. Well, he didn't have them. Or if he did have them, they're not where they were told they were at.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they fish and shot this magistrate. He's green enough to take it. He wants to be a federal judge. And now he's in the middle. Like I said, the Justice Department is looking for somebody to fall on the sword to get him out of the corner. And this guy's not it. I think he turned out to be a little more savvy than what they thought. But nothing should be redacted. Nothing. Or they're just going to give you black sheets of paper. They'll redact it so much you can't even read it. So he should just, I think in the end he's going to release it all. Now what is in there as far as sources and technique? Nothing. Nothing.
Mm-hmm, right.
And I think too, if Donald Trump does have somebody in there leaking this, he ought to know it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he should get rid of them.
Well,
but I think they're making Trump out to sound like a Cosa Nostra godfather, and he's not.
Go ahead, Kyle. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, Dan, what? How scared do you think, or how concerned? Maybe that's a better word. Do you think the Justice Department is, the FBI is, if Trump were to release the security footage of what went on all day there?
I don't think they're scared at all. I think you probably get a couple of agents fired. I can only imagine what they were doing in her underwear drawer.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, that's about it. I don't think the FBI is too scared at all right now, at least yet. But, Merrick Garland, he's the attorney general. He's not a judge.
Well, I just want to say this. I just want to say this, and we'll have to let you go because we're running out of time. And that is that last week's raid by the FBI on former President Donald Trump has damaged the FBI standing again, along with the DOJ, amongst the Republican and independent voters. I'm telling you, the mood of the country out there right now amongst those people, they'd vote six times if they could do it and get away with it.
Yeah, if they could get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's just it. What concerns me more than this, I see a Republican tsunami.
Yeah.
Going out to sea now.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a close election. McConnell's already said that.
All right, we got to go though. We're coming up on
Republicans are going to take
coming up on a hard break, my friend. We got to go, so we'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay, you two have a good morning.
All right, thank you. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, will be right back. That was Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana, our professor emeritus. And Kyle, you hang on. And folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
USA Radio News.
A federal judge has ruled to block parts of a Florida law backed by Governor Ron DeSantis. It's dubbed the Stop Woke Act.
The state of Florida is the state, is the place where woke goes to die. We are not going to let this state... We're not going to let this state descend into some type of woke dumpster fire. We're going to be following common sense. We're going to be following, facts, and that's just really, really important.
Governor Ron DeSantis during a news conference. This partial block will effectively suspend its enforcement. The law, which went into effect July 1st, banned classroom instruction or corporate training that made students or employees feel uncomfortable about their race. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
GM.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Friday Morning Edition. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow, MyPillow.com, the website. Go on over there. Go to the radio listener specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN to get into the page. And remember, you can save 66% on everything that is in there right now by using the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, there are some buy one, get one specials in there. They've changed again as to what they are. But you got to go to the radio listener specials page at MikeBellow.com in order to see what they are. You can also call them on the phone at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. You can call them and use the promo code CAPTAIN and find out what's going on. By the way, anything that you purchase, you'll also get Mike Lindell's book absolutely free with any purchase. And don't forget about the other website he has, mystore.com, because I'm going to bring Kyle into the mix there. Kyle, mystore.com, tell us the difference between that and mypillow.com.
Oh, well, at MyPillow.com, of course, you have all the great MyPillow products that you've heard a lot about over a long period of time. But the MyStore, now that's a little bit different because you got a lot of other great products that Mike Lindell has put together over there at MyStore, including products for kitchen and dining, garden and patio, home improvement, household essentials, and all kinds of other great stuff, even stuff for your pets over there, toys and games. You know, the list is endless.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, again, Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com, or MyStore.com. The promo code will always be the same, CAPTAIN. The phone number to call, 800-641-5459. You'll get a live person that way, 800-641-5459. promo code CAPTAIN, and give it a shot. See what happens. You'll be glad you did. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely is right. Okay, now, back to the drawing board here. All the craziness in California that took place during the COVID-19 lockdown, mask mandates, students learning virtually, while California Governor Gavin Newsom's children learned at an in-person private school as he wined and dined at the French Laundry unmasked with more than 10 people, defying his own CDC guidelines. And during that same time, a California church dared defy Newsom's rules, and which said the COVID restrictions set forth regarding indoor public gatherings. They wound up with fines over $300,000. But on Monday, the church pastor of the Calvary Chapel, Mike McClure, won a nearly two-year-old legal battle against Santa Clara County. And not only did he win and get out of the money that was owed on the fines they were trying to charge, but he also is in line to get some $2.8 million in damages caused by the state of California.
Well, it's a significant victory, of course. And, this is definitely a win, because one of the things, Captain, of course, is that the government's not supposed to be able to tell the church what to do or how to do it, this kind of thing. And the whole COVID issue really brought a lot of these things right to the fore. And it did set up quite a showdown, though, between what the idea of public health, safety, and so forth is in regards to people's right to assemble and worship as they see fit.
Now, joke all you want, but we've got the tale of two states right here, right now. On the heels of the recall's failure for Gascon over in the Los Angeles DA's office, the only ones celebrating right now are the criminals, Gascon himself, and his union backers.
You know, Captain, it's a dark day in L.A. There's just no doubt about it. This is really a very sad development because... when you're not going to prosecute, when you're going to let criminals out, when you're going to do literally everything possible, it seems, to exacerbate the crime wave, and there's nothing less than a crime wave going on in the Los Angeles area and also surrounding areas in Southern California, it's a dereliction of duty, I think.
Now, joke all you want, but Florida is well on their way to becoming the seat of American culture. Everyone is going to want to be like we are down here in Florida because we are the free state.
Well, and that's going to resonate with a lot of people across the country. A lot of people across the country, they see where the liberal left wants to take everybody, every aspect of your life, every part of society, things you can say, things you can't say, just 100% constant intervention based on somebody's idea of what you should do or say. And Americans, of course, they value freedom, and I think it's going to be catching.
Now, there's a brand new military weapon, a high-energy laser, which is scheduled for at-sea tests on the Navy destroyer Preble in the fiscal year 2023. And they're going to be using it, apparently, in the Mediterranean Sea. Now, go ahead.
I was just simply going to say, this is really very interesting stuff, yeah.
You point it at the sky and it knocks out whatever's coming at you.
Yes. Well, to say space age is probably an understatement. These kinds of weapons, this even goes back to, remember when Ronald Reagan, wanted to get what became known as Star Wars, but really was called the Strategic Defense Initiative, being able to use highly advanced weapons, maybe some that really hadn't been invented yet, in order to protect the American people and our allies from ICBMs, basically. But I think a lot of this is and it's been 40 years, basically. So this is what's the outcome of that kind of research.
Now, a U.S. airstrike killed an estimated 13 al-Shabaab militants in Somalia, according to the U.S. Africa Command. This is a good thing. We need to get rid of these bad guys as quickly as we can because they're causing nothing but trouble.
Well, that's right. And unfortunately, it really is a chronic problem. It's not something that's going to go away anytime soon, and it's I hate to categorize it as a maintenance problem, but it is kind of like that, only because you have indoctrinations that go on. You have another generation that comes up hearing and learning how to be violent and hate and this kind of thing. So we have to continue to stand against it.
And a record pay increase is likely coming for disabled veterans and military retirees in 2023, the likes of which they haven't seen in a number of years, to try to help with the cost of living. It's going to be somewhere near 10%, 9 point something or 10%, whatever the case may be. They haven't settled in on a number yet. They probably won't for another, I'd say, month.
Right, and of course I'll say this and sort of clarify what I mean. It's not enough. It never will be enough, right? And I don't mean just in terms of what the numbers are of inflation and so forth, but we can't say thank you enough, and we need to be able to compensate generously.
Now, very carefully and very quietly, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, that's the CDC, have stealthily edited a web page. It maintains it lists details about the messenger RNA, that's the COVID-19 vaccines. And they've been changing things in there without telling anybody what they were changing to bring things back into tune with where they should have been all the time and weren't.
And, you know, Captain, you know what they say about the Internet? It never goes away.
Nope.
There's ways of getting into the so-called time machine, basically, on the Internet and being able to show what was shown on a particular web page at a particular time in history. And, of course, there was all the politics involved. If we had been following the science from day one and exclusively doing that and doing that in a credible way, then they wouldn't have to go back and change all this stuff. But of course, a lot of these things were rolled out because it matched the political agenda.
Yeah, and Dr. Fauci may have something to do with this. He was the one spouting his mouth off.
Well, sure. And literally,
well,
it just took
a droplet. It might have a little droplet.
Right. Well, but it took on a life of its own. And the American people, you know, are just never, hopefully, never going to stand for such a thing again.
They were duped.
Yep.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. Jeff's going to take us to break. And we will be back with our Truckers Highway and Bible Report number 2.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places?
Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Can't get any better than that one.
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah, that's written by Keith Richards, of course, and Mick Jagger back in 1969. Well, I think they wrote it a little earlier than that, but it was released in 1969. and just a real classic and brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. One of the best songs I ever did. Okay. Well, take it away, Kyle. Tell us what's going on out yonder.
Well, thank you, Captain. Of course, we continue to monitor these aerial flood watches that are going on across pretty much the entire state of New Mexico. Also, pretty much now the entire state of Arizona. Some of those areas we were seeing were not filled in this last hour, but are now filled in because we have rain and we've got flood watches all through the state of Arizona, up towards Kingman as well, and then also down into parts of Southern California, just really across the border, and especially down near Yuma, flash flood warnings going on there. You can have thunderstorms also. You can also have high winds as well. Heat persists in the Central Valley of California, and we continue with heat advisories really running from about central part of Washington down through Oregon, just about midway down through Oregon, but going all the way east over to Idaho and spilling over into parts of northern Idaho and western Idaho as well. Also, if you're in Denver, Colorado, you've got an ozone day. Basically, you've got the air quality that can be pretty bad, and they call these ozone awareness days, or actually ozone days, I should say. And it's an action alert that you want to be aware of if you're sensitive, especially to bad air quality if you go outside and exert yourself. Continuing to watch the rain on the map, we do have rain down in southern Arizona. It looks like it's moved a little bit east now of Yuma, so that's good, but it's sticking around Tucson. It's also a little bit south of Phoenix, still in the St. John's and Globe area, so be careful out there.
Well, you know, we're going to go right to Texas, El Paso coming east, out there about 40, 50 miles. You got rain. You got rain all the way from the New Mexico state line down to the Mexican border, all the way across I-10, everything in between. And when you get out that way, you're going to find some flooding in the lower-lying areas. Now, if you know what a gully washer is and how that term came across, that's when you're out in the middle of nowhere, and all of a sudden here comes a swath of water coming at you sideways from down the hill off to your left or your right, and you're in the middle of it, and where are you going to go? Yep, you get my drift. I've actually seen that water move loaded semis off the interstate highway. So please be careful. In the meantime, coming over towards the central part of Texas on I-10, you've got an area where you've got flooding going on there. Looks like it's around Fort Stockton, just east of Fort Stockton. And then down towards the border, you've got an area down in there just inside the Gulf Coast area of, this is down a little bit. Well, it's just north of Brownsville. But that's another area where you're getting flooding tonight in Texas. Now, the Metroplex, you've got foul air. You've got a bad air and inclement air advisory for the entire Metroplex of Texas. That's Dallas-Fort Worth. And then going out east on I-20 over to Louisiana, you're going to have a problem there with the air conditions as well. Moving on over to the East Coast, we have an issue up in Massachusetts and parts of Connecticut. And out there along the coastline, you've got some unsettled weather conditions for what could be some high warm temperatures to begin with, and then showers later on in the day. We'll see if that is, in fact, what's going to happen. Same thing for Jersey, the coastline today. Going to be a nice day, but it's going to be warm. And then a little bit later in the afternoon or early evening, you could have some showers coming in there as well. Moving on down towards Florida, looks like a perfect picture day down in Florida today for most of the state. Might have some afternoon and evening showers there. Down towards Key West, looks like there'll be a little bit of rain down there if you're going all the way down to the bottom. And then coming around over towards New Orleans right now, it looks like we've got an area of fog right along the Gulf, right along the coastal area from about Gulfport, Mississippi, over to Lafayette, Louisiana, right along the water area there. So it wraps right around the outer fringe of New Orleans and goes over that away. That's what we got. Okay, Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you in a weekend edition.
Sounds good, Captain.
Thank you very much. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and don't forget to check him out, kylewarrenshow.com, and our Truckers Highway and Bible Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Fly J, the largest truck stop chain in the country, and they do it right. They do it right. Stop by and find out, and you'll know what I'm talking about. Okay, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we've got Denise Simon. You know, I've been talking to a lot of people tonight about whatever it is this magistrate's doing, but it looks like right now, if I had to say so, we've got two different judges for presiding in this thing. We've got the original magistrate that got hunkered into, snuck into, whatever words you want to use, into getting this warrant. And now we've got one that realizes that maybe he got schnookered a little bit. What do you think?
We're getting two judges on this.
No, it's one judge, but he suddenly seems to have changed his attitude.
Well, yeah, you mean two different judgments here. Yeah, this is a little peculiar, but we're still kind of in limbo because he's put it back on the judges. They get to tell him what should be redacted, what should be released. So he's cool with releasing some piece parts of the whole thing. So I don't know. We're getting played here is how I see it.
Okay, well... yeah, and again, it looks like we've got the same judge going in two different directions
right.
at the same time. Yep, that's kind of what it looks like. And I've had a couple callers say that.
Yeah, you have to also understand that the media, they got some kind of organization or union, whatever, lawyers showed up.
Right.
And they stomped their feet yesterday, too. So there's pressure on this judge. Not from the Trump side, not from the public side, but from the media side. So,
well, there's competing storylines. I think I'm using the right word here, competing storylines.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. And, of course, we're going to see this could come out heavily redacted, and then again it might come out to where we might learn something.
Well, you know, we got a week to...
Yep.
Sit here and stomp our feet.
Yep. Let's see. There's a dance for that. Foot stomping. There we go. Foot stomping. All right. I hear the music coming up in my ear. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And you know, everybody liked what I just did, so I'm going to do it again. Hang on.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.